Grace has become a very popular topic, and with that, though, there are, I would say, quite a few different definitions of grace out there that are, have been circulating through the Christian community. How would you define grace, and why is it important to get grace correctly defined?
Well, sometimes people use the acronym, you know, grace, and they'll say God's riches at Christ's expense, and often grace is defined as unmerited favor, and certainly those are true. But I think that we need to get to the bottom of grace in terms of realizing the unmerited part of his unmerited favor is the key to everything. That's what makes grace grace. There are people who think that, yes, I can get the favor of God, and here's how I do it. I've got a list. I've got to check off this box. And when I do these things, like the Pharisees, you know, I can get God's favor, but I earn God's favor, and in the end, I'll have something to congratulate myself with, you know. And in the end, I'll have something to congratulate myself with, because after all, I earned my way here to heaven, and there's a lot of people who didn't. Well, the person who thinks that way, sadly, tragically, will not go to heaven because they're trying to enter based on their righteousness, not the righteousness of Christ. And Scripture says, by grace we've been saved through faith. That not of ourselves, it's the gift of God, not by works, lest anyone should boast.